接着会读今日的经文，经文是来自彼得前书的第五章第八至到第十一节。
Now we will read today's message taken from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 11.
我们会一起读出，先读中文，再读英文。
We'll read together, first in Chinese, then in English.
彼得前书第五章第八节，我们一起读。务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同敲叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。那次诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀，等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们，愿权能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
1 Peter chapter 5 verses 8 through 11. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
这个时候小儿童可以下面有儿童崇拜。
Children may now be dismissed for children's worship.
文牧师今天传讲信息的题目是不是游戏。
Pastor Thomas will give today's message titled, It is not a game.
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
我哋每一次嚟到敬拜，都应该系一个充满着喜乐同埋感恩。
Every time we come to worship, we should be filled with joy and thanksgiving.
因为神已经喺我哋当中成就咗好大嘅事情。
Because God had fulfilled much in our lives.
几大嘅事咧
？What kind of things？
但系。这个大事就是你和我今天都可以来到上帝的面前。
The fact that you and I can come before God.
你和我都今天都可以来到上帝面前去敬拜他。
That we can come to worship Him.
你和我今天都可以来听神的话语的教导。
That you and I can come and listen to God's word and His teaching.
这件是一件很大的事的。
This is indeed a great thing.
让我们能够专心，也都是能够警醒。
Let us concentrate and be watchful.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你不单止在十字架上来拯救我们。
Not only have you saved us while you were on the cross.
你更加赐你的圣灵住在我们的心里面。
That you indwell us with your Holy Spirit.
藉着我们读圣经祈祷的时候，亲自去教导我们。
And when we read the Bible and when we pray, you personally teach us.
求主今天你的圣灵与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit be with us.
让我们能够同心一同的去听你的话语。
So that united in hearts that we may listen to your word.
祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these in your Son's name. Amen.
我从来都未见过啦，有几个五岁嘅细路仔咧坐得咁定定嘅。
I had never seen five-year-olds sitting so still。
佢喺度做咩？佢揸住个游戏机，哇，好专心嘅喺度玩。
What they were doing was they were playing electronic games。
哇，佢眼都唔眨，佢眼都唔会离开呢个银幕。
Their eyes never left the screen。
喺度睇咗啊，嚟啦嚟啦，睇住啊，小心啊！
Oh, he's coming, be careful. They're totally engaged, you can tell from their body language.
他專心到媽媽叫他吃飯啊，做功課，睡覺，他都不理他了。
They get so focused that it doesn't matter who is calling him. His whole thought is just focused on how to win that game.
因为如果他输了, game over, 没得玩了。
So if he loses, the game is over.
他盡量避免危險的事發生,
so he tries very hard to stay away from risks.
这个就是第八节我们所说的紧酒，紧酒即是不要喝醉酒，要懂得去控制住你自己。
So that is what verse 8 is telling us, to be sober-minded.
他说要警醒，不要睡觉，看书，专心一点。
It also tells us to be watchful.
其实我们每一个人的人生， 我们都充满了很多危险，很多的自怜苦难。
So in real life, there are indeed many, many risks and sufferings.
但很可惜，我们没有很少人，好像小孩子真的玩游戏那么专心。
But regrettably, we seldom have that kind of focus like a child playing a game. We only have a zeal for 5 minutes. When we make a New Year resolution, it is quickly forgotten in a week.
哇，很多有其他东西吸引到我，因为我没有能够很专心的去爱神。
And if there are things that can attract us so that we can focus on loving God. But then there are so many things that that would discourage us and that we will not boldly walk forward. Hey, that doesn't matter. Life is just like a virtual world.
怎么这么认真呢？我们及时行乐去享受人生。
So we don't need to be so serious. We just need to enjoy life.
因为我们个人知道我们人生是很不稳定。
Because we all know that life is not going to be stable.
我能够做的又很有限。
And what we can do is quite limited. So we fantasize that we are superheroes.
And
we will destroy all our enemies. We can go into the heart of the enemies and we would destroy the opponents.
哎呀，中了彈添！
Oh no, I'm shot.
Game over.
The game is over.
但不要緊。
Oh, but that's okay.
我再按下掣，我以後再是一條好漢了。
Just one more click, I'll be another superhero.
我們陶醉在這個虛擬的世界裡面。
So we kind of get ourselves so involved, engaged in this virtual world.
我很陶醉在這個不是一個很真實的世界裡面去逃避自己。
And that we escape by going into this unreal world. And that is exactly the reason Peter is telling us to be sober-minded and to be watchful. So our life is not a game. We truly have an enemy. And this devil, our adversary, is not a fictional character. It's not just that we have bad thoughts and no, so that's the devil.
圣经说魔鬼，本来是一个神创造里面最有能力的天使。
The Bible tells us that devil was created by God and he was a powerful angel.
但他心里头骄傲，他反叛神。
But because of his pride, he rebelled against God.
他亦都是所有神的子民的。
He is the adversary of all God's people.
他对我们定不仁慈的。
He will not be kind to us.
他用尽了方法去诽谤，去控告我们。
He will use all kinds of methods to slander us and to and accuse us.
甚至去攻击我哋。
And he will attack us.
啊，我哋呢个对头啊，真系要嚟攞我哋个命噶。
And he will come and take our lives away.
啊，彼得就用。用敲叫的獅子來這樣形容。
And Peter describes the devil as a roaring lion.
在舊約下，尤其詩篇第七篇第二節這樣說。
And in the Old Testament, Psalms chapter 7 verse
2. 敲叫獅子是一句很肚餓的獅子，它要找東西吃。
It is a famished lion.Who is roaring and who is looking for his prey.
啊，佢好狠切嘅，要一乜嘢周围去揾，揾到乜佢都要食，好狠切咁去揾。
He will eagerly go and seek his prey.
揾到佢之后，佢将佢搣开，撕烂佢啲肉嚟食嘅。
And after he finds that prey, he's going to tear it apart and devour it.
你讲咪听，魔鬼嘅攻击系要去撕裂，去完全摧毁晒神嘅子民。
So that the attack of the devil will totally destroy God's people.
呢个系我哋嘅真正嘅敌人。
And that is our real enemy.
啊，我睇过一啲狮子去点样去捕猎物嘅一啲纪录片。
I have seen documentary about how lions go after its prey.
啊，你嘅狮子一开头咧就瞄下瞄下。
It will start from stalking.
Looking
around.
然后咧冲埋去嗰堆羊、嗰啲牛嗰度。
Then it will pounce upon its prey.
啊，佢哋目标咧就系嗰啲或者弱小、走得唔快嘅牛仔。
So he would go after the weak and the ones that cannot run too quickly.
或者嗰啲自己走开咗啊，离开咗大队嘅孤独者嘅窿啦。
Or those prey that had been separated from the group.
咁点解走开咗啫？
Why did that animal go away from this group?
啊，你成班人围住企喺度，冇好冇错噶啦，但系点解佢走开咗咧
？Why did it stray away from the safety of the group?
一系佢就懒猪油，唔知道大祸临头。
Maybe he was totally ignorant of the danger ahead.
啊，大家走开咗啦，佢仲企喺度发吽豆。
And after the group had fled, it was still just standing there, not totally ignorant.
啊，佢以为呢个狮子伯伯啊，好好人嘅。
He thought that the lion was a good guy.
系同佢玩游戏嘅。
This lion is going to just come and play with him.
嗱，好多而家好多现代嘅人啊，相信咗魔鬼好多嘅谎言。
And nowadays, many people have been deceived by the devil.
啊！佢以为信仰只系我哋个人嘅选择。
So many of them think that faith is just a personal choice.
啊！我哋甚至可以唔需要神啊！我哋唔需要去神嘅话语或者去祈祷。
That we don't need God, we don't need His word, and we don't need to pray.
五句说话即系我哋高估咗我哋自己嘅能力。
In other words, we overestimate our ability.
去低估咗魔鬼嘅诡计同埋攻击。
And underestimate Satan's lies and attacks.
我哋俾好多靓嘅嘢，吓、啊，好一个好需要爱嗰个需要，吓、啊，甚至系被尊重嗰个渴望。吸引咗去离开咗。
And we've been separated from God because of our need to feel secure or our need to be admired.
我俾呢啲嘢吸引咗离开咗，我嚟就离开咗神，离开咗呢个神嘅大家庭。
We've been attracted by these things so that we strayed away from the family of God.
啊，我哋整到自己唔。去一个唔警醒又容易受伤害嘅环境嘅里面。
So that we become not watchful and we become prey.
所以彼得话：你哋系要谨守啊。
So that Peter tells us that you must be watchful.
Sober mind.
And sober minded.
你嘅头脑要有清晰嘅思想，要你即刻去分辨。
That your mind need to be clear so that you be able to distinguish.
啊，你要警醒啊！
You have to be watchful.
即系你醒觉到周围发生啲咩事物，你只要嚟嘅时候，你即刻知道点样去抵挡。
To mind, be mindful of what is coming towards you, so that you will be prepared when it comes.
啊，有时狮子唔单止用好多好嘅嘢嚟迷惑我哋。
So then Satan not only used different tricks to deceive us.
他自己本有他的能力去恐嚇。
And he also has the power to make us frightened.
或者一个很饥饿的狮子，他大声去敲叫的时候。
When a very hungry lion starts to roar.
哇，真系好得人惊啊！
It is indeed very frightening.
几里以内踢嗰啲动物，一听到个心都震晒，唔要喐啦。
And all his prey would be frozen once they hear that roar.
我哋究竟我哋人怕啲乜嘢咧？
And then as human, what do we fear?
啊，我哋怕听到嗰啲叫嗰啲嘢系乜嘢咧？
What do we fear to hear?
反正我好似我咁以前唔相信神嘅人。
When I was an unbeliever,
我哋唯一喺我哋生命嘅盼望，只系能够喺我哋今世嘅事情嘅上边。
So our hope was is placed on just the world that is around us.
啊，我哋怕冇得食啊。
We're afraid that we might not have enough to eat.
啊，我怕冇得去享受下我嘅vacation啊。
Afraid that we may not enjoy my vacation.
我怕冇人去尊重我，唔俾面我。
Afraid that people would not respect me, I would lose face.
啊，怕我当我失去呢一切嘅时候，我好冇安全感啊。
And when I lose all these things, I will lose my sense of security.
啊，当我失去咗呢啲拥有嘅财富、个健康。 同埋快樂嘅時候，我會好驚啊！
And when I lose my wealth, my health, and my happiness, I'd be very frightened.
死亡更代表咗一切屬於我嘅嘢，都喺呢剎那消失咗。
And death represents all that that I possess that will perish.
佢嘅盼望只係在於今世嘅事物。
So that our hope is only based on what is in front of us.
好多人就因為怕死。
Many people will betray their friends because they fear death.
很多人因为怕死，甚至否认了他的信仰。
Many people would deny their faith because of fear of death.
美其名就说这是他的求生的本能。
And it is called a survival instinct.
但是我们人最要怕的是什么呢？ 最应该要怕嘅系乜嘢咧？
But what should we really fear?
我应该怕就系嗰啲个人最要怕就应该我哋冇蒙赦免咗嘅罪。
What we should really fear is a sin that had not been washed away.
Unforgiving sin.
Unforgiven sins.
很要怕就我同喺呢个企喺呢个创造主嘅面前，我同佢关系系点嘅样咧？
And what we should fear should be when we are in front of our Creator God, what our relationship is with that God.
我哋真正嘅要怕个苦难系乜嘢咧？
And what should we fear in terms of real sufferings?
就系嗰啲魔鬼同有罪嘅人要面对嗰个地狱死亡嘅审判。
And that is the judgment of hell.
这个是我真正的苦难。
That should really be our real suffering.
但耶稣基督来，就要在当中去拯救出来。
Jesus Christ came so that he could rescue us from that.
在十字架上，他背负了我们的罪。
And he bore our sin while he was on the cross.
因为他耶稣的复活，死亡和复活。
Because of Christ's death and resurrection.
为我们挪开了。 挪开了个真正能够摧毁我们的苦难。
He removed that suffering from us.
那个人真正摧毁苦难的，耶稣基督已经帮我们在十字架上背负了。
The suffering that could truly destroy us, Christ had done that and taken that away while he was on the cross.
希伯来书第二章第十至到十五节，他这么说。
In Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15,
耶稣即着死，败坏了那个掌主权的就是魔鬼，要释放那些一生因为怕死而为奴隶的人。
So it says that by Jesus' death, he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
所以，虽然魔鬼怎样去敲叫都好，
no matter how Satan roar,
怎样去吓我们，怎样去迷惑我们都好，
no matter how he deceives us,
但我们知道耶稣基督已经胜过这一切，
but we know that Christ is triumphant over all these.
连这个最大的苦难我们都得到释放的， 我不需要去怕他。
That we are liberated from even the worst suffering, so we don't need to fear the devil.
能够伤害身体， 不能够伤害灵魂的， 我们不需要去怕他。
We don't need to fear, even though it could hurt us physically, but it cannot hurt us spiritually.
但另一方面， 彼得要提醒我们， 这个不是一场游戏。
But Peter still warns us that this is not just a game.
魔鬼仍然会用尽方法去遍地游行的，去找那些能够亲近的人。
Devil will continue to roam around and looking for a prey that it can devour.
他们要去谨守，要去警醒。
We need to be sober minded and we need to be watchful.
第九节他更加说要用坚固的信心去抵挡他。
And in verse 9, it tells us that we need to resist the devil by our firm faith.
抵挡的意思是什么呢？
So what does it mean to resist?
即是说你能够站在那里，你站得稳，站在那里。
That you need to stand firmly. You need to stand, take a stand.
你站得稳的，无论你怎样挡，你都可以顶得住所有来的攻击。
By standing firmly, you can then resist these temptations and attacks.
好像一个宫廷师，当他起这栋楼的时候，他计过有几多个力，几多材料能够承受起要来的风力、地震力。
And just like an architect, when he designs a building, he will have calculated the force needed to resist earthquake and hurricanes.
这个站立得稳，并不在乎我们有多少的自信心 confidence.
So this being able to stand firm is not dependent on what kind of confidence we have.
也都不在乎我们的人当时候的感觉。
It is not dependent on how we feel at that time. It is based on what the Bible reveals to us about our faith. So on one hand, faith tells us that we need to rely on God.
信心另一方面，好似由大书第三节讲，亦都系讲到我哋嗰个信仰嗰个内容。
And on the other hand, faith also involves that content.
只有圣经嘅真理，使到人能够有坚固嘅信心。
So only the truth in the Bible can firm up our faith.
只有正经的真理只能够站得稳，能够抵挡到要来的攻击。
So only with the truth in the Bible can we stand firm and resist the attacks.
正如耶稣基督在旷野里面去受试探的时候，
Just like when Jesus was tempted in the desert.
他用正经的话语去抵挡魔鬼。
He used the word of God to resist the devil.
在雅各书第四章第七节，他这样讲。
And in book of James, chapter 4, verse 7.
他说，故知你要顺服神，你务要去抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们，逃跑了。
It says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
这个魔鬼虽然是勇猛，
Even though the devil is very strong,
但他不是全能，
but he is not all powerful.
我们没有能力去打他，
though we don't have the strength to fight with him,
但神给了我们一个很大的武器，
but God had given us a strong weapon.
又说我们可以用圣经的话语能够去站立得稳，
and that we can use the word in the Bible to stand firm.
只有忠心的顺服圣经的真理才是唯一能够抵挡魔鬼的攻击。
Only when we submit to the truth in the Bible, can we resist the devil? So it is so easy said than done. So I have the Bible, so I can just hold it up and resist. Not at all. We need to read the Bible. And we need to know what this Bible is teaching us in terms of the content of our faith. But often we might just want to select what the Bible teaches us.
其他的时候，我哋又用我哋嘅，再喺参杂咗我哋喺传统或者我哋世界上所俾我哋嗰个观念。
And other times we might just hold on to tradition or what the world's value is.
啊，我哋圣经教我哋，我要守安息日，去礼拜有敬拜神。
And the Bible teaches us to obey the Sabbath and to worship the Lord. But when Sabbath comes, we might say, oh, I have another thing that I need to do and I need to go. The Bible tells us to treat God and people honestly. But when temptation comes, we are just filled with white lies. We might know some and not others. And a frustrated faith cannot resist the attack of the devil. And in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, it tells of the armor of God. It talks of the shield. So that the shield with shield you from the arrows coming from the devil. So what is that shield? That shield represents faith. That is the foundation of our faith. When we face danger, so there might be a dent in that shield. Another dent there. I only want to listen to this. I just want to do that. So the shield is going to be filled with dents. How are we going to hold that up against the attack of Satan? So we really, really need to read the Bible. Systematically read it, not just spend 5 minutes each day. To remember God's word so that we could use it to resist the devil. A lot of times we live very wisely in this world. We know what to major in, we know what career we want. But we also need spiritual wisdom. To distinguish what kind of world we are in. And what should feed our thoughts? So what do you read or watch usually? When we teach the next generation, do we teach the world's value or do we teach the biblical truth? And we resist the devil because we will be taking the suffering because of our faith.
我哋唔係孤單嘅。
But we are not alone.
2000年之後嘅今日嘅教會係由好多嘅殉道者嘅血嚟建立起嚟嘅。
The church of 2000 years have been built upon the blood of the martyrs.
係因為我哋從基督聯合嘅時候，我哋同其他佢嘅兒女一同嘅聯合。
When we're united with Christ, we at the same time are united with other brothers and sisters.
我今日其實新聞見到好多喺回教國家。其實很多的基督徒是因為信仰而被殺害。
So that we see the news today that a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ are suffering in the Islamic countries.
有最近Nigeria有很多在伊拉克在很多的國家裡面很多基督徒是真的監察像天長萬般被殺死。
Many Mid-Eastern countriesChristians have been persecuted and martyred.
我哋都同心一齐去祈求，求主怜悯。
We need to pray for them and ask for mercy.
有时候，亦即系佢哋嘅信心同勇气，亦都系我哋嘅激励。
But often it is their faith and their courage that inspire us.
所以彼得写俾写俾。希伯来书亦都系睇彼得嘅作者写俾咗同埋彼得同一个时候嘅人。
And the author of Hebrews are contemporaries of Peter.
佢希伯我最好认识希伯来书第十一章一开讲嘅时候讲到好多信心嘅伟人。
And Hebrews chapter 11 tells us of many greats in the faith.
讲到最后第十一章尾嘅时候。
And toward the end of chapter 11,
佢突然间转咗一个好残酷嘅场面。
He then described something that is a very cruel picture.
哇！佢一路讲落嚟，佢好多人啊，咁第三节讲吓，佢有好多俾石头打死，俾刀锯死，吓俾佢刀杀，吓冇得食。
And starting with verse 37, the author of Hebrews tells us that many of these Christians were stoned, sawed in two, put to death by the sword, or starved.
但虽然佢仲好好，仲未得着佢哋想要嘅，所应许嘅。
Even though they did not get what was promised,
但佢哋因信。得到个美好嘅证据而能够站立得稳。
But because of their faith that they were able to stand firm.
所以第十二章第一节佢呢个作者咁样讲。
So then in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 the author says.
我做俾大家听，我哋既然有咁多嘅见证人，咁多受苦。在尊敬这个见证人的时候好像云彩围绕着我们我们就应该放下我们各样的重担脱去容易缠绕我们的罪全心去忍耐奔那摆在我们面前前头的路程仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
It says Therefore since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
我们就跟普世的信徒一样，面临一个苦难。
Like all believers in the world, we face sufferings.
有啲可能系好严重，系我哋想象唔到。
Some might be so severe that we cannot even imagine it.
但我哋都系喺度彼此去鼓励，去彼此嘅去得力得安慰。
But we are together, encouraging and gaining strength from each other.
我喺圣经嘅里面。 And
from examples in the Bible, we can see how they have witnessed for us how to live for Christ. So that we are encouraged and we can continue to walk forward. So we are not just couch potatoes, just playing games. Rather, we are together with brothers and sisters and the Holy Spirit to fight this spiritual warfare. What we face are not just hostility. Our enemy is not suffering. Sometimes we think that suffering is so severe that is the enemy that we face. This person is so terrible to me. I am in pain because of my family's illnesses or death. But the Bible tells us that these are not our enemies. We are not to avert ourselves from these sufferings. So we are not going to defeat that suffering. So that we won't be so frightened when sufferings come. Sufferings themselves are not our enemies. Satan will use sufferings to attack us. But God is using these sufferings to train us up. Therefore, sufferings themselves, in themselves, are not our enemies. So that when we can stand firm in suffering, even though we are in tears, and our hearts are hurt, are aching. But we need to contemplate and ask God, what are you teaching us? Lord, may you give me a watchful heart. So that I have that faith to continue to rely on you. And then Peter continues to tell us that our hope is in God. And he tells us that God is a God of all grace. He is filled with grace. And when we make mistakes, when we are not lovable, Christ came to bear our sin. And to bear that thing that can destroy us, the sufferings. Christ died on the cross. So that by faith we may abide with Christ. That together with Christ we will enjoy the glory that is to come. And Peter tells us that the suffering that we face today are temporary. sufferings are actually beneficial to us.
我从那个幻想的里面去醒过来,
so that we it can cause us to wake up from our fantasies.
我们并不是什么超级的英雄,
that we are not superheroes.
我会软弱，我会跌倒,
that we are weak, we can fall.
我常常会犯罪, 我们没办法去改变自己,
that we have no way of transforming ourselves.
但虽然是这样，耶稣基督的里面, 我们已经被神称为我们为义,
but in Christ we've been justified.
我们已经得到成圣和得到荣耀,
and that we've been sanctified, and that we've gotten we have the glory.
我们拥有我们一生渴求所要得到的,
and that we already possess everything that we need.
就是神那个不变的爱和耶稣基督所给我们的公义,
that is God's unchanging love and the righteousness that comes from Christ.
就每一个时刻都爱我，好似佢爱子佢嘅仔耶稣基督一样.
God loves me every moment, just like He loves His Son Jesus.
神接纳我哋，系因为耶稣基督完全嘅顺服.
God accepts us because of the total submission of Jesus.
佢所成就嘅义，亦都成为咗我哋嘅义.
That righteousness that is Christ becomes our righteousness. Not because we merit anything from God. Therefore, in God's grace, we have that courage to stand firm. We do not need to be afraid of Satan's accusation. And this proof of our salvation will help us to be watchful. And God also help us in suffering.
这个神亲自去成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们，并且建立你们。
That it tells us that God Himself restore you, make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
一路咁样就将我哋带到去个永远嘅荣耀嘅里面.
That He brings us to eternal glory.
喺呢个过程嘅里面,
and through this journey,
神让我去亲自去经历到神嘅救恩.
God helps us to personally experience God's grace.
换句话讲，去经历神自己.
In other words, experience God Himself.
神比我们最大的想象，没什么东西比我们能够拥有神更加的大.
There is no other rewards that's greater than possessing having God Himself.
他说，当我们在苦难里面的时候,
so that when we are in suffering,
神亲自的来去成全我们，去坚固我们，去赐力量给我们，同埋建立我们。
God Himself comes to restore, to make us strong, firm, and steadfast.
Tim Keller 牧师有喺佢本书里面有几句咁嘅说话.
I'm going to quote from Pastor Tim Keller's book.
佢话有啲苦难咧，系为咗引导受苦者去单单嘅咁去爱上帝更加深。有啲苦难吓。 并且懂得因此而找到个终极的平静和自由.
He says that, and some suffering has no purpose other than to lead a person to love God more ardently for himself alone, and so discover the ultimate peace and freedom.
苦难有它本身的目的. 如果我们能够合宜地去对待苦难的时候, 会将我们好像眼钉那样, 深深的陷在神的爱里面，以致我得到掌握不到那个安稳和灵性的力量。
There is a purpose to it, and if faced rightly, suffering can drive us like a nail deep into the love of God and into more stability and spiritual power than you can imagine.
神藉著這個苦難叫我們能夠得著這個力量，就是神自己。
It is through suffering God helps us to get this power, which is God Himself.
是說，當我們這樣看到神是有這麼有大能， 也有這樣的時候，
When we see God's almighty power,
我們能夠就好像彼得這樣發出這個讚美的聲音，
We can then, like Peter, raise this praise.
他說完全能歸給他，直到永永遠遠，阿門。
To him be the power forever and ever.
這個讚美就叫我們能夠將注意力從我們自己去拿開來。
This praise tells us to take ourselves out of the picture.
我們轉拿開來，轉到神的國度的裡面。
But then turn to God's kingdom.
原來這個世界上除了我們少少自己的王國之外，
Because other than this little tiny kingdom that we have on this world,
除了我自己關心這個範疇入面的東西之外，
Or the sphere of influence that we have,
神在這個世界上有更大的計劃。
God has a more worldly plan.
神在這個國度更加的偉大。
And his kingdom is so much greater.
在當中要他的兒子榮耶穌基督去得到榮耀。
And that in it, his son, Jesus Christ, will be glorified.
神的國度，神的國，將我們拿開，我們在我們自己抽離出來去讚美神。
And we need to remove ourselves, but to concentrate to glorify and praise God for his kingdom.
記得耶穌講過一句話。
I remember Christ said this.
他說你不用憂慮，這些事是外邦人所求。
Do not worry, because these are just what other Gentile worry.
你們要先求神的國和神的義，這一切的事都會加給你們。
That you need to seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these will be given to you.
我們每個人都在學習在苦難裡面去倚靠神。
Every one of us is learning how to rely on God in our sufferings.
學習在苦難裡面去讚美神。
To learn how we can praise God in our sufferings.
有些事我們可能真的不明白。
There are certainly things that we don't understand.
當我們家人有病的時候，
When our family members suffer from illnesses,
我們突然發覺原來我們的生活再不一樣。
And we find that our life will not be the same.
我們走來走去，很忙的去照顧家裡。
We run around busily trying to take care of our family.
我們情緒上承受一些， 有時我們承受不到的壓力。
And we sometimes face pressure for, emotional pressure that are so hard to bear.
我們巴不得我們能夠回到好像以前那樣，有秩序，有意義的生活裡面。
We want to go back to prior to this suffering and go back to some kind of order.
但神有他的計劃。
But God is sovereign, he has his plan.
神藉著這個苦難帶領我們就生活在一個不穩定、不安樂的張力裡面。
And through this very unstable, this suffering circumstance, that kind of tension,
教我們去學一個我們以前都沒學過的功課。
God teaches us to learn a lesson that we may not have ever learned before.
叫我們不再去依靠我們自己的力量。
So that we no longer rely on our own capabilities.
叫我們去信靠神。 抓緊神的應許啊，
To trust him and to hold on tight to his promise.
你都要警醒，不要被魔鬼在我情緒低落的時候去攻擊我、試探我。
And be alert to be mindful of the attacks that Satan would come when we are down. And I'd like to share the words of this hymn that we have sung by faith. That our life is not a game.
我们有一个真正的敌人，有真正的痛苦苦难。
That there is a real enemy, there is real suffering.
但我们有一个比一切更加大的神。
But we have a God that is greater than everything.
有恩典，有怜悯。
He has grace, He has mercy.
他爱我，甚至一个这么坏，一个不堪爱的人。
He loves me. And while I am still so unlovable,
所以我只有感恩,
so all I have is thanksgiving.
我们凭着信心和其他的基督徒弟兄姊妹一同去走这条天路。
And by faith, we will walk with other brothers and sisters on this journey.
我们同起立，我们唱这首诗歌, by faith.
Let us stand and sing by faith.
By faith we see the hand of God in the light of creation's grand design, in the lives of those who prove His faithfulness, who walk by faith and not by sight. By faith our fathers roamed the earth with the power in their hearts of a holy city built by God's own hand, a place where peace and justice reign. We will stand as children of the promise. We will fix our eyes on Him also. We roar till the race is we'll walk by faith and not by sight. By faith the prophet saw a day when the long-for Messiah would appear with the power to break the chains of sin and death and rise triumphant from the grave. By faith the church was called to go in the power of the Spirit to the Lord, to deliver captives and to preach good news in every corner of the earth. We will stand as children promise. We will fix our eyes on Him also. We walk till the race is finished and the work is done. We'll walk by faith and not by sight. By faith this mountain shall be moved, and the power of the gospel shall prevail. For we know in Christ all things are possible for all who call upon His name. We will stand as children of the promise. We will face our eyes on Him also. We roar till the we'll walk by faith and not by sight.
我们一起祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你在我们痛苦的时候，
when we are in pain,
当我哋在做到试探的时候
，When we are faced with temptations，
你应许过你亲自嘅嚟到我哋嘅身边。
You promise us that you will personally come alongside us，
去成全我哋
，to protect us，
坚固我哋
，to help us to be firm，
赐力量俾我哋
，to give us strength，
系去建立我哋
，and to build us up。
我多谢主你不离不舍的爱。
Thank you, Lord, for your love.
求主让我们 在苦难的里面去紧紧能够抓住你的应许。
Lord, we pray that we will hold on tight to your promise when we face suffering.
更加在我们在教会的里面我们一同去经历这一切的苦难。
Especially when we are together in the church facing sufferings together.
让人看到信仰的真正的意义。
So that we can witness for others the true meaning of faith.
让我们在一同嘅去经历你神你自己
，Let us experience you together。
让我哋唔再醉教乃系去警醒
，So that we do not fall asleep but be alert。
让我哋能够一再背起我哋十字架，我哋继续向前行
，So that we can take up the cross and walk forward。
凭信心，不凭眼见
，Because faith is not by sight。
求主帮助我们这样祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名
Lord help us and we pray all these in your son's name
Amen
Amen
请坐
Please be seated